I think, in fairness, Hearts probably deserve something out of the game. I think probably a draw, to be fair in them. You know, they're young. They probably at times, especially in the second half, played better football than we played. We rushed it a wee bit. You know, there's been a couple of mistakes for one of our goals. The first goal's a nice goal by us, but they're 2-0 down. But in fairness, I was impressed with the 17 and 19-year-olds that were playing for Hearts. You know, I think the physicality of the league's probably something that's going to affect them, and the wee bit of craft that they would need. But I think they'd be disappointed they didn't get something. I'm very happy that we've gone and won. You know, we've had a few bodies missing today, and we've had to play a couple of 16, 17-year-olds ourselves. So there's big pluses for us as well. But Harps, I believe, deserve something out of the game.
Just maybe concentrating on Harps, did they have any senior players or, you know, members of the senior panel?
Well, I suppose BJ Bandy was on the bench and got 10 or 15 minutes near the end, but like, he started last night. You know, I don't know if Gareth Doherty's been on it. In fairness, they've took probably the best of their 17s and 19s, and their 17s played yesterday, you know, which is difficult when some of them have played 90 minutes yesterday. They bring them back out today again. So, in fairness, the Harps, I think their whole way of looking at it now and getting on the senior league is to develop that, but the physicality. But they're also going to have to manage these young boys, and they can't play every day. So it's difficult. You know, BJ's come on and give us a bit of bother, but thankfully we held out and got the one.
How are things going in the Bunnaghy United camp?
Well, going okay. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. We're bringing in some players. We've lost some players. You know, the continuity and getting that togetherness, you know, is sort of difficult at the minute. Listen, we're just going to take one game at a time. We've gone and got 3 points today. We've thrown with Swally. So, you know, you've got to be happy we're undefeated, and we'll take the next game when it comes next week against Derry.
Why is it so difficult to hold on to players at Bunnaghy?
I think, in fairness, part of the difficulty in it, Miles, isn't that you can't hold on to them. I'm sure we could hold on to some. I think part of it's the commitment that should be expected, that I would expect as a manager of an intermediate level side. You know, you need commitment. You need people to have the attitude and look after their diet, look after how they eat, what they do in their lives. And some people are struggling with that. So I think it's nearly a joint thing of, I can't manage that. It's too much. You know, I have other things in life that I want to do. I think that's fair play to you. If that's what you want to do, please go and do it. But don't be telling me you want to play intermediate level football, because it does take that wee bit extra to play at that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, you're very interested, obviously, in producing, you know, new talent and coaching them to a high level. Saw a report there during the week on the television where some of the teams at junior level, intermediate level, not particularly happy with the setup where the League of Ireland teams have under 19 and under 17 teams now, that they're taking away maybe all the better players and leaving the lower clubs you know, in a difficult situation.
Listen, I think we have to be proactive in that, and I can understand where clubs are coming from that they've maybe done well, but what you've done is develop that young player to a level. You've got to allow him to go and play at the next level and give Donegal the best Finn Harps side possible. And if that involves some of your younger players, then I'm 100%, because I've never coached a young boy and said to him, you should stay at Bunnaghy and that should be your goal, because the target is set, so he can't go any further. So he let himself slip where it should always be. Away you go. Please go to Finn Harps. Please go to Derry City. And if Bunnaghy as a club want to develop themselves and play, then they've got to push to try and play at that level and get in the 19s and all. And it's an opportunity for young players, if you're coming to Bunnaghy now, to come and get top quality coaching, and you're just not good enough for Harps at the minute, then it's up to us to get him to a level where Harps are coming going, listen, we'd like to get that player. Derry's coming going, listen, we'd like to get that player. I think we've got to work with the senior club personally, and we've got to work with the junior clubs to go, listen, develop that player, do the hard work that you've done, and understand that our role is to develop them to the best that we can.
Yeah, I think the point the teams are making as well is that, look, they're playing against their own age, the best or the better players in the country, so that's only good for all the players.
I think so, personally, yeah. I'd be 100%. You know, you want the I've never gone into a changing room or to a coaching session and not told someone you need to improve yourself. You need to set, you know, even you've got people, you know, I work with James McLean and Derry, brought him to, you know, James McLean walked to the Bradleywell with his boots tucked under his arm, done extra training when everybody else was finished. And James McLean is still doing the exact same things. He is going on a holiday and going running on beaches and training every single day that he can, because once he's got there, he hasn't stopped. He knows that you need to work harder because there's a young boy coming looking for your place in the team.
Yeah, so that's a good point. So is the standard in general increasing, getting better in the Ulster Senior League?
I think so, but I'm a big advocate of the Senior League. You know, I can't understand why there's so much, you know, nearly a willingness to let it slip and give up intermediate level football within the province, within Ulster and within the Ulster Senior League. You know, whatever it takes or whoever it takes should develop that. I believe on a weekly basis throughout a season, you get more consistency and players perform better and that bit fitter. Are there quality players in the Donegal League and the Anishowen League? I have no doubt there are quality players there. There's a few that I would love to bring to my club. Unfortunately, they're making decisions to play at that level, and I have nothing against that. But I believe intermediates at a higher standard than junior, and on any given day, you can lose to them. There's no doubt in that. But over the period of a season and how you develop them, I have no qualms of standing by the job we do at Bonagee and the Ulster Senior League do.